We have one notebook on Varnashram Dharma, which is divided into different sections, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Nyas. So this is a quote I read, I was reading Manu Samhita, and this is a quote about Grihastha Ashram, about the sex rules for Grihastha Ashram. There are general rules, and then there are specific rules which are broken down according to ages. So it says, one can have sex one time a month for procreation during auspicious titi. Out of 16 days following the beginning of menses, right? Usually menses is 4 days, right? Yeah. So out of the 16 days following the beginning of menses, the first 4 days, the 11th and the 12th, no sex intercourse is allowed. The remaining 10 days are auspicious, provided they don't occur on the 1st, 6th, 8th, 11th, 12th, and 14th day of the waxing or full moon. Also, you shouldn't have sex in the full moon, in other words, and all those other days. Also, sexual intercourse is not allowed on Sunday or special religious holidays. Pious grihasthas must observe celibacy to the age of 20 and again after the age of 50. So from 20 to 50. You know. 30 years of grihastha life from the age of 20 to 50 is divided into three periods each, with rules and regulations adjusted according to the passions of the human body at different stages of life. This is like laws for man, right? Manu Samhita. Of course, who follows it? But this is what was supposed to be done. If this is done, then it's religious. Sex may only occur for purpose of procreation. The rules and regulations were intended to keep the grihasthas spiritually active to avoid debauchery. Both men and women must observe them. The house, now they have first-class grihastha, second-class, and third-class. So a first-class grihastha, and the age is between 20 and 30, assuming you got married when you were 20, he has sex once a month. Second-class grihastha twice a month, third-class more than twice. Now the age 30 to 40, a first-class grihastha has sex once in 3 months. Second-class grihastha is 2 times in 3 months. And third class is more than 2 times in 3 months. From the age of 40 to 50, once in 6 months, first class, 2 times in 6 months, second class, more than 2 times, 6 months. After the age of 50, one should take sannyas and no more sex. Any questions about that?
No.
And that's like, you know, that's like if you want to know what is a religious standard from Manu Samhita. Okay, this is how to improve relationships for couples. Couples, right? Husband and wife. They should regularly reflect on their conjugal relationship and try to, one, spend time alone together without relatives and children, right?
Yeah.
Send baby to, you know, grandma. This is how to improve relationships. Spend time alone together without relatives and children. Two, verbalize mutual complaints and recommendations. Verbalize means you should speak them, not that you just keep in your. Oh, I can't stand what she does this and that. You know, I just can't. You know, you just keep burning inside. You should speak out your complaints and recommendations. Like you see something. Oh, actually, if you did this, it'd be better or whatever. Third, verbalize approvals of each other's positive Krishna conscious behavior. This is some notes on grihasthas I saw somewhere, I read somewhere. There was some seminar on grihastha life in ISKCON Mayapur, and then the teacher was some famous grihastha, I forget, and he, successful grihastha, and he gave these notes. Verbalize approvals of each other's positive Krishna conscious behavior. Four, express surprise at behavior or taste, etc., that either has recently developed. Five, share new discoveries they have made about each other. Number five, share new discoveries they have made about each other. Six, discuss their aspirations, hopes, and plans to share them. 7. Develop a favorable mission statement and review the goals and plans. So the parent, this is for parents, not for businesses. Sounds funny. Develop a, Develop a family mission statement and review the goals and plans. And what is your mission statement? Why are you married? What do you want to accomplish? What is your goal of your married life? And then what are your plans to do it? 8. Balance their life and be realistic. 9. Build a bridge between ideal and real. You have some idea, well, we should be like this. Well, really, we're like this and somewhere in between. There's a very good book for Grihasthas, which is produced by Gita Press. It's called How to Lead Household Life, written by Swami Ram Sukhdas. He has written about 100 books, collecting different Puranas and things. He's obviously some Swami, I suppose. But he wrote, mostly his books are in English. Gita Press, this book is in English. How to Lead a Household Life by Gita Press. Some people say that if you don't have a son, then you can't get salvation. And son is called Putra. Tra means triate, to deliver, and put means hell. So a son can deliver the mother and father from hell because he can perform shrad and pind and other ceremonies after the departure of the parents. And a daughter cannot do that, according to the Shastras. So this is a totally wrong mentality to think that we'll not attain salvation without a son. If you want to attain salvation, you must renounce 3 desires. 1. Desire for sons. 2. Desire for money. 3. Desire for honor. Pratishtha. All 3 of these are blocks to God realization. Salvation does not depend on offspring. Any parent who wants to receive oblations and water after death from a son means that his parents want to continue to follow the cycle of birth and death. To attain salvation, we must worship God, Mukunda. He is the giver of mukti. We have to become dependent on God, not our children. We should think and regard of Krishna and Radharani as our son, and love Krishna as your own son. He will serve you, and only He is powerful enough to fulfill all your desires. Krishna will care for you now and hereafter far, far better than any other son ever could. That's interesting. Now, this is an interesting side point, because a lot of times Grihasthas keep dogs. In the Mahabharata, in Mahaparva, section 3:10, it says, one who keeps dogs as a pet goes to hell. Indra sent a chariot to bring Yudhisthira to heaven. Indra said to Yudhisthira, Yudhisthira, there's no place in heaven for those who keep dogs as a pet. There are 2 demons known as Krodha and Vasa, who will devour the virtues possessed by a man who keeps dogs. It's not a good omen to have broken utensils or a dog in the home. Kali, the age of Kali, resides in a broken utensil. If dogs are kept as pets, the demigods will not accept the oblations offered in that house. Mahabharata, Anuparva or something, 127. Dogs are very impure and unholy. How to train the children. Are you listening?
Yes, Maharaj.
1. You have to set the example. 2. You have to preach and narrate the glories of God and His devotees. 3. You have to impart spiritual teachings through their everyday dealings. Like when they step on it, when they see a bug and then they go and step on it. The kid runs over and squashes the bug to death. So that's everyday teaching. You have to say, wait a minute, hey, what did you do? Hey, nonsense, what did you do that? He's alive just like you. He's a child of God, you know, when they get old enough. Don't do that. He's children of God. He has a right to life. You can't create that bug. Why you killed him? Like this. 4, as he advances, you have to give him advanced advice. Example, before you go visit a relative, as when the child gets older, before visiting a relative, you tell the child, listen, you must not insist on leaving whenever we visit a friend's home, but you should be peaceful and tolerate it and do as we ask you to do and leave when we decide to go. Like you say, you know, when the kid's like 5 or 6, listen, we're going to your mother's house, and don't say, I want to go, mommy, I want to go. And then you have to say, oh, I'm sorry, my children are giving a hard time, we have to leave. That's wrong. And children should not control the situation. The guy's old enough to take care of things. That's pretty good, though. Then repeat the instruction in advance 2 or 3 days before. You know, it says this is advanced advice. Example, before you're going to visit a relative on the weekend, like on Wednesday, you tell them, listen, on Saturday we're going to see you going to grandmother's house. We're going to stay there all day, so I want you to behave yourself. And when we decide to go, you go. You just don't bother us and jump up and down. It's okay, mom, okay. Then repeat the instruction in advance 2 or 3 days before the day you go for a visit. Whatever habit you want to inculcate among a child should be explained 2 times a day, and they'll gradually accept it lovingly. Whatever good habit, obviously, you want to inculcate or teach among child should be explained 2 times a day, and they'll gradually accept it lovingly. This is from Padma Puran. It talks about having male child or female child. It says, there are 16 nights when copulation is possible. After the first day of the menstrual discharge, the following 4 nights are rejected. That's the same thing as Manusmita. Of the remaining days, an even number of days will produce a son, and an odd number of days a daughter. I call it 25-year haul. Prabhupada said, these are quotes from Prabhupada, you both must be completely convinced that you want to spend at least 25 to 30 years together. Unless you can make that kind of commitment, you should not take the vows of marriage. And this is how the wife shares in the spiritual advance of the husband. When the husband advances, automatically the wife shares his advancement, his success. It's called the five sins. It's called Panchasuna. It says that every grihastha must engage in Pancha Yajna, 5 types of sacrifices to prevent themselves from going to hell. Because imperceptibly or unconsciously, we grihastas perform 5 unintentional sins of killing living entities. 1 is they kill living entities by sweeping and cleaning their house. Many ants and insects and spiders are killed. 2, by grinding spices and grains, they kill many insects that are living inside the spices and grains. 3, by lighting fire, many insects in the wood, because you usually cook on wood, actually. I don't know about gas, but bugs flying the fire. 4, by walking on the street, kill many insects. 5, by pouring and washing with water, crush many microbes and things. So this is described as the Mahapancha Yajna, 10th canto, chapter 48, verse 25, purport. These are 5 daily sacrifices for grihastas, Mahayajna, Panchasuna, to free from unintentional sins. They must do these every day. And 1, it's told, sacrifice to Brahman. So you have to do a yajna, because we say pancha yajna. So 1 yajna is sacrifice to Brahman. And that's done by studying the Vedas. And the Vedas describe Brahman and Parabrahman, Sri Krishna. Second, a sacrifice to forefathers by making offerings to them. Three, to sacrifice to all creatures by putting aside a portion of one's meals. Four, sacrifice to human beings by extending hospitality, waiting on guests. Five, sacrifice to demigods by offering oblations into the fire and home, performing fire sacrifices and so on. So now someone might say, well, what about us? We're Hare Krishnas. How do we do these Pancha Yagyas? All Yagyas are accomplished by performing Sankirtan Yagya. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. This point is explained by Narada Muni in 11th Canto, Chapter 5, Verse 41. Devarshibhu tapta nrinim pritrinam. A devotee has no obligations. Just by discharging devotional service, by serving Krishna, he is freed from all kinds of obligations to ancestors, relatives, rishis, devas, other living entities, animals, etc. So this is these five mahapaps and five pancha yagyas are accomplished by continuously performing sankirtan, serving Hari Guru and Vaishnavas.